Cooking is the leading cause of residential fires in Ontario. Collingwood's fire prevention officer, Carl Prichilo's monthly safety message for the community this month is to pay attention when cooking food and take safety precautions in the kitchen. The most common type of kitchen fire is the grease fire. A grease fire is extremely dangerous as it can get out of control quickly and spread from the stove throughout the kitchen and into other rooms of the house. Many grease fires occur because someone leaves a frying pan on the stove unattended. That is why the Collingwood Fire Department wants to stress the importance of cooking safety. Cooking with friends, family, and/or yourself can be enjoyable or a chore, but whatever the situation, remember these safety tips to keep you and others around you safe. Always wear oven mitts when handling hot objects. Keep combustibles a safe distance from your stove. Keep flammable items away from your stove when cooking. Stay in the kitchen and pay attention. Avoid cooking when you are tired or under the influence. Always make sure the stove is turned off when you leave the kitchen or your home. Do not wear loose clothing while cooking. Have a kid-free and pet-free zone, 3 feet, 1 meter, around the stove while cooking. Never leave your stove unattended when cooking. Following these safety tips will help reduce the chances of a cooking fire occurring. Unfortunately, even when you take precautions, things can happen, so it's important to know what to do in a case of a fire. If a fire occurs, get out immediately and stay out. If you can, close the door behind you to help contain the fire and call 911 from a safe area outside. When you are cooking with oil, make sure to always have a lid nearby to use if a fire occurs. You can slide the lid over the pan or pot to contain the fire and smother it. Turn the stove off and leave the pan or pot covered till it is completely cooled. If a fire occurs in your oven, simply turn the oven off and keep the door closed. This will allow the fire to burn out on its own. Microwave ovens are safe appliances, but if you accidentally place a twist tie or other piece of metal inside an oven, arcing may occur and pose a danger. In case of fire, unplug the appliance and do not open the microwave door until the flames are out. Considering purchasing a fire extinguisher? Fire extinguishers are designed to put out small fires. Consider getting an extinguisher and keeping it accessible somewhere in or very close to the kitchen. When using a fire extinguisher, make sure you have a clear way to get out and everyone is already outside. Never put the fire between yourself and your way out. Remember, your first priority is to get out and stay out. Call 911. Cooking can be a fun activity to do with your kids, but keeping them safe needs to be the number one priority. The first step for keeping your children safe is keeping them away from the stove or making a kids-free zone, keeping them at least 1 meter, 3 feet, from the stove when cooking. Make sure electrical cords are not dangling from the countertops, where they could get pulled over by small children. Always put your pots or pans handles facing the back of the stove and use back burners whenever possible to keep them out of reach of children. Make sure hot objects, liquids, and foods are in the center of the counter or towards the back to keep them out of reach of children. There's always a possibility of something unexpected happening, so if you or a child comes in contact with a hot object, liquid, food, you need to know how to treat a burn quickly and effectively. Cool the burn. Run cool water over the burn for 3 to 5 minutes. This will help stop the burning process and will decrease pain and swelling. Cover and protect the burn. Cover the burned area with a clean bandage that will not stick and will keep the area clean and protected to reduce the chances of infection. Seek medical attention. If you think the burn is too severe to treat it on your own, seek medical attention. The most important way to keep yourself and family, friends safe within the home is by ensuring you have working smoke alarms on every level of the home and within 3 meters of all sleeping areas. Have an escape plan. If you're cooking and the smoke alarm sounds just from regular cooking and there is no fire, open the door or window and fan the area. Do not disable the smoke alarm or take out the batteries. Reduce your chances of having a cooking fire, ensure you know what to do if a cooking fire occurs, and provide ways to keep your children safe in the kitchen. For more information, contact the Collingwood Fire Department. Fire Prevention Division at 705-445-3920. Drop by and visit our booth at the Collingwood Farmers Market on Saturday, October 1.